powered by passion. It's National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with your host, National Fixed Operations Training Manager, Corey Smith.
Welcome to Fixed Ops 5. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with National Auto Care. Today, I'm being joined again by Sean Armour of BDC Alchemy. Sean, we just talked a few weeks ago, and we've had so many emails from our listeners. I had to have you back for this episode. So last time we talked about, you know, what is the BDC and what does it do and how do you build it, right? What are the core fundamentals, right? So I want to welcome you into this episode. This is very rare that we have, you know, back to back like this, but the listeners really had a ton of questions. So I'm glad you carved out some time for us. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And I just want to start off by saying, honored, and it's a privilege to be back twice. No, I'm serious. It's a privilege, and I'm glad I was able to poke the bear, and that, you know, there's a lot of interest in BDC now, especially with the ongoings of what's going on. So really happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So like I talked about earlier, we have received a lot of emails. So on this podcast, the one, you know, major question is, where does the BDC go now? Right. So you have a BDC, right? Now what?
Well, given the times that we're in right now, similar to the other departments, I think what I'm doing with my current customer base, my clients, is that it's time to recalibrate. It's time to recalibrate and realign. The reason why I say that with my customers, and they're all, it's amazing how they've been reacting, and they're totally absorbing it, and they understand it, is that when we solve problems at the results level, it is momentarily, or it's momentary, I should say. You really only make a consistent impact at the systems level, right? So what happened right now is that, obviously, as we spoke about in the last show, the BDC is really the hub of the organization. It's the way it was designed. Okay, not saying that we're more special than another, but each person has, I should say, each department has its own reason, or its core functionality, right? So the BDC is the hub. Everything kind of comes in and everything goes out by it. So it's a system. There's a lot of systems within the BDC, and it's not to say that we need to restructure and tear it down, even though I have seen a lot of dealer groups doing that right now. But definitely realign and recalibrate your BDC to revamp it, or to evolve it into, I guess, I hate to say this because everybody's using the new norm as a terminology, but, you know, we need to realign it to the new norm. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's happened over the last 2 years, right? So essentially, people should definitely be more concerned with the trajectory as opposed to the results.
Okay, I like that. All right, so that's, to me, it's almost like, you know, you calling this the new norm. Before, the BDC, you know, whether it was sales, service, whatever department they're in, almost had to educate and paint a picture at the same time. Now with this new normal, some of the BDCs that I've read and listened to are sending videos to go along with what they're talking about. They may have, you know, a company Zoom account where they can actually send a customer a link and actually talk to them face to face, so they're not just voice to voice. I like that. So that leads me into my next question: is what is the next evolution for the BDC in your mind? What are you seeing out there? Because you have your hands all over this monster of a BDC. I mean, you travel, I know you're based in Canada, but you travel the whole world. You know, so give me your opinion on what the evolution of the BDC is going to be.
That's a pretty heavy question. I don't, you know, I'm a lot more humble, so I don't want to speak for the masses. There's a lot of pressure. However, traveled across the world in a sense. Zoom definitely helped that travel. But absolutely. I have some tentacles in Germany and Poland, Utah, Boise, Texas, et cetera, et cetera. So I had the luxury of really, you know, dabbling around, speaking to a lot of BDC professionals, consultants, directors that are out there doing phenomenal work. You kind of hit it on the head. The reason why I say recalibrate is because the last 2 years, we have to be very careful, because in the last 2 years, we have to be careful to not necessarily use the results, which is why I was talking about the difference between results and trajectory.
Okay.
Right? The results are not the norm. I mean, we've had little inventory, but we've had massive profits. That is absolutely going to destabilize cars that were going for two, sometimes three times the amount of their worth. Well, what's that car going to be worth in 3-4 years from now when it comes back?
Spot on, my friend. Spot on.
Right. So it's going to completely destabilize everything. So if you get anchored to a certain framework based on the past and what's been happening, you're going to totally fall on your face in the future. So I think right now, I don't necessarily think we're still in our infancy of coming out of this pandemic. I think that slow is fast. And I think that we need to take those profits, or any smart dealer group, and there's many out there, but we need to take those profits and we need to reinvest that into training. That's okay. Really where I think the future is to do better. I mean, take for example, I was listening to your show with Zach Spangler. Zach was talking essentially about employee retention.
Yeah.
Which is one of the greatest weaknesses that our industry has. And don't get me wrong, not to be cynical, I love our industry. Similar to a lot of people, I got into it by accident, but 21 years later, here I am, right? So there's just something mystical that just keeps us attached to coming back for more, you know? But I think right now, there is a major shift. There's been a tremendous amount of movement. The future, we're talking about what, the metaverse right now, everybody's talking about that. I know Brian Kramer is already deeply infused in it. I seen him doing a lot of amazing things on LinkedIn. I mean, he's already in it. Like, I saw his dealership in the metaverse. I was just like, wow, like blown away. So there's a lot of people right now doing a lot of exciting things. I think for me, it would be a little bit premature to say where it is going, because no one really knows. But definitely, if we take care of our people, and if we do better by our people, and if we do better as an industry, you know, like Zach was saying, I believe that the national turnover rate was about 20%, and Cox Automotive did a study, and that it was roughly in the areas of 46% in our industry.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Let's call it 50. So, like, what? That roughly once every 1.5 years, 2 years, the sales floor is completely new. Yeah. Well, whatever happens to the sales floor, we have to understand, debilitates the service as well. Right?
So what does that look like training wise? Are you hiring even though you don't need to, or are you hiring only based on need? Because I have a thought here, and I'll let you answer first, but in your mind, are you hiring because you're hiring for future?
Or 100%.
You're going to wait until you have a position open?
Well, I would hire towards the future. I mean, similar to like, and you know what? I'm all about emotional intelligence. I'm all about training. I mean, the core functionality of BDC Alchemy, my consulting, I mean, the core of it, at its core, it's really about coaching and training. I do one-offs. I'll do consulting. I'll come in. I'll look at the numbers, the spreadsheets. I mean, I've been doing it for 20 years. I can clearly articulate a strategic approach to doing something based on whatever spreadsheets or whatever data I need. However, I think in the long run, the long game is to really develop your people.
Yeah.
And I think what the industry is missing, to answer your question specifically, is I think what our industry is missing is we don't need more managers. We need more leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And leadership takes a little bit longer to develop. It is completely possible, but we have to start now, right? Like, the seeds that we set now are only going to come to harvest, you know, in it maybe a couple of years, like 1 year or 2 years. But within that time, you know, we're going to make some money. We're going to stabilize. I think the idea right now is just to be happy with stability as opposed to massive profits.
Yeah. And you answered the question exactly the way I would have answered it, because I want to hire for the future. Mm-hmm. And I want to put that person to learn different facets of the business. Yes. So I'm hiring based on attitude And the person, more so than I'm thinking, are they a perfect fit for my position? I don't have a position right now, but I like this person, right? And I want them to learn parts. I want them to learn service. And I want them, their end goal is once we figure out what it is, because we all went to college, we didn't know what our major was going to be, right? Almost at that kind of school of thought. Yeah. And then you put them where they're going to be the most successful. And we don't know that yet.
Correct.
But if you hire somebody that you're taking a chance on and you like their attitude, you like who they are, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. So now we've answered a lot of those big questions that a lot of the listeners were asking. I'm going to ask you this. This came from a dealer principal: how to hold the BDC to a financial gross number. How do you do that?
I'm going to take this right out of Stephen Covey's book, The Habits of Highly Successful People. The one that I like the most, the one that I've been applying to my career: begin with the end in mind.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, it's not necessarily about, you know, moving forward. It's about, where do you want to be, and work the problem backwards. First of all, the BDC A can't just exist. Predominantly, it just does exist. With a lot of my onboarding and my discovery calls with my dealer groups, I send them like a questionnaire at the beginning just to make sure that my training is relevant. And one of my first questions I always ask is, can you just please define in one sentence, can you please define what your BDC is? And I have yet to get a straight answer in one sentence, right? So I think providing clarity. So it's about accountability, and it's about choosing the right BDC, a person to build it around. I think we might have touched up on this before, but I'll just say it really quickly for any dealer group or looking for a team leader, or like what's the first step? The first step is building the BDC around the person. So really, really quickly, and this is what I've seen in my career. It could be plus or minus, but anywhere when you're looking for an individual right now, 0 to 3 years would be a BDC agent. So typically about 2 to 3 years, they start getting bored. So 0 to 3 years, a BDC agent. 3 to 5, you start becoming a team leader. 5 to 8, you start becoming a manager. And 8+ is a BDC director. So based on that, if you want to, with regards to your question, with regards to accountability, you really need to start from that 5 to 8 spot, that individual. Not saying that somebody that has less experience cannot manage a BDC, but we're not necessarily talking about managing the BDC. We're talking about trajectory, right? Being accountable for a gross profit number. You need to first establish, well, what is the role of the BDC and what is it responsible for? It can't be all things to all people. Like right now, I could tell you in my dealer groups right now, if you're talking about BDC sales or the internet leads, however you want to call it, we're averaging roughly between 40 to 50% of all vehicles being sold have went through the BDC.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a slow ascent. You got to work up towards it. But once you find your number, it could be 30%, it could be 20%, it could be 50%. But when you find that number and you're able to find what the trend is, well, then that number now becomes the accountability portion of the BDC.
So does the manager or the owner of the dealership say, okay, well, last year in the month of March, you did $50,000 out of your department? Do they just, like of all departments, do they just up it by a certain percentage and hope that they get there? Or is there a path to where they can, you know, get more revenue out of there? And you know, like every department, they want to do more units per than they did the year before, more service labor gross and parts labor gross than they did the year before. How does the BDC do that?
Well, on first things first, on specific targets, we're not in sales. We're there to sell the idea. We're there to sell appointments, right? So whatever metrics, I mean, over at service, what I've come to know, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of mentors in my ascent. And over at service, from building BDC service departments, I was taught that anywhere from a 5 to 8% year over year increase was something that was totally doable. Listen, it's not going to break the bank, but if you can consistently be at in between 5 to 8% year over year increase, I mean, at the end of the year, do the math, that's a couple million bucks.
I'll take that.
I'll take that for sure. So what you want to do is avoid peaks and valleys and mm-hmm. be consistent, which is, you know, if we back up to a couple of minutes ago when we were talking about training, right? This is not, it's not a game. There's no finish line. You know, I think in our industry, and this is my opinion, unfortunately, you know, we've kind of just coined ourselves like from month to month, month to month, month to month. At the starting of every month, it's like the last month didn't happen and we start over from scratch. So whatever you did last month, you know, well, you're a new person. You have to. So I think that's slightly a draconian style, old school draconian style. I like trajectory. I mean, okay, we had a so-so month, but let's just pick it up this month. I mean, it's not like lost, that. Right?
I like that. So that's a great answer. And that, I think that really answers that question. And we'll start wrapping it up here because we're getting low on time. But what are your three takeaways from this episode in your mind that all of our listeners, whether they're a service advisor, an agent, a vendor, someone in the leadership team, or even an owner can take away from this episode? Three really quick hitters.
Once again, you should be more concerned in the next year with your trajectory as opposed to results. Your success is the product of daily habits. So, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a race, right? Mm-hmm. And most importantly, and I put this among everything, I mean, coaching. Don't be, and I'm not shameless plug here, but don't be scared right now to, you know, and I'm talking to like a GM or a GSM or you know, don't be scared to seek out, you know, professional consulting such as yourself and your organization or myself with regards to BDC. I mean, this is what we're here for, right? So don't be, you know, too scared or to seek out professional help. And that's what we're here to do, right? And this is my passion. So your success is my success.
I like that. So, all right, good. Thank you. If you want to deliver a legendary customer experience that keeps the customer coming back to you and encouraging them to invite their friends, their family into your establishment, then you've caught the gold standard customer service vision. You want a more cohesive team that delivers a higher level of customer service that will result in more revenue for your dealership. We provide the tools, knowledge, training needed to unlock that potential of your dealership. For more information on this topic, and others, or submit a question, or to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me an email at csmith@nationalautocare.com. Sean, that is all the time that we have for today's episode. I want to thank you for being a part of it and bringing the knowledge. I'll end this question like I end the last time we talked. Will you please come back?
For a third time? Absolutely. I like to be the first at everything. So yeah, for a third time, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you for watching and listening to National Auto Care's Fixed Ops 5 with Corey Smith, powered by Pasha. Be sure to watch and listen to the next episode on the 5th and 20th of every month.